And the winner is Eclipse Aerospace. Safe Banking Systems embarrasses the TSA again. And Lockheed Martin says more layoffs are coming. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, August 20th, 2009. We may be approaching some closure in the saga of Eclipse Aviation. The winning, and for that matter only bidder for the remaining assets of the company, Mason Holland's Eclipse Aerospace, will get the company for $40 million. Holland is the chairman of Benefit Focus of Charleston, South Carolina, a software company. With three other investors, his stated goal is to service the existing Eclipse fleet, reported to number 259 planes, and he says he hopes to eventually restart production at Albuquerque. Albuquerque Mayor Martin Chavez wins this month's Jump the Gun Award, telling the New Mexico Business Weekly, quote, "It's now a done deal. Eclipse is back," unquote. The Charleston Post and Courier reports that Holland decided to try to buy the company when his own deposit on an Eclipse 500 jet was lost in the bankruptcy. Safe Banking Systems, a small company based in Mineola, New York, helps financial institutions detect money laundering and other illegal transactions by scanning public databases. It enjoyed a publicity windfall earlier this summer when a demonstration of the software found six accused or convicted terrorism or drug-connected pilots who had been allowed to keep their FAA certificates. Two were on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. The TSA and FAA found themselves with major egg on face, and the licenses were immediately suspended. Well, now it's happened again. The FBI considers 31-year-old Joseph Mahmoud Dibi a fugitive and domestic terrorist. He and 10 others were indicted more than 3 years ago on charges including arson and destroying an electrical tower in incidents for which the Animal Liberation Front and the Earth Liberation Front claimed credit. Safe Banking Systems says he also remains an FAA-licensed pilot. He's thought to have fled to Syria and is trying to sell his 1977 Grumman Cheetah on the Internet. The TSA said after the June embarrassment that it would investigate to see how many other suspected terrorists were licensed pilots. Oops! The TSA has told the New York Times it does not routinely compare the FBI's info on wanted terrorists with the FAA database, but that it, quote, "continually assesses vetting performance and adjusts its vetting engines accordingly," unquote. Meanwhile, it continues confiscating shampoo and frisking the elderly at airports. Is it out of line to wonder if requiring background checks and badges for FAA-certificated GA pilots at commercial airports would have been unnecessary if they just took pilot certificates away from the terrorists in the first place? And maybe a more obvious question, why doesn't the TSA just farm this seemingly obvious job out to Safe Banking Systems? Competitive pressures and continually shifting defense spending sands have prompted Lockheed Martin to announce the elimination of about 800 more jobs by the end of this year. The company says it will offer voluntary separation packages to minimize the number of forced layoffs, but says it must trim its ranks, quote, "to adapt to our current projected business base and to maintain an appropriate workforce to meet our customers' needs," unquote. The bulk of the voluntary incentives will be offered at Lockheed plants in Denver, Colorado, and Sunnyvale, California. The newly announced cuts are in addition to jobs being lost due to the retirement of the U.S. Space Shuttle fleet at the end of next year. Up next on ANN, Beelite Aircraft breaks a sawhorse, but not the wing. Bell Helicopter settles with its engineers union. And six airlines sign on the line for biofuel. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4 Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for August 20th. I'm Paul Plack. B-Light Aircraft, the Wichita-based company that's developing a legal ultralight version of the old Kit Fox light by incorporating carbon fiber technology, claims impressive stress test results for the plane's new wing. CEO James Wiebe directed the test program, which ultimately loaded the wing of a B-Light 254 to a 3G load. He says while the ribs began to delaminate, the carbon fiber spar was undamaged. Revised spars resulted in a wing that weighs just 14 pounds without its fabric covering, but has been loaded to 1,134 pounds, representing 4G load with no damage. Wiebe says the one failure which was noted was a sawhorse holding up the wing for the test. It collapsed at 1,100 pounds, but Wiebe says the wing remained intact. There's much more detail in James Wiebe's blog. You can find the link at the bottom of the text version of this story, dated August 19th, at aero-news.net. The Bell Production Engineering Association, which represents about 175 engineers at Bell Helicopter, has reached a three-year contract deal with the company. Rank and file has approved it by a 3-to-1 margin. Terms include a general wage increase of 3% in the second and third years, a $3,000 ratification bonus, quarterly cost of living adjustments, and automatic progression increases. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that Bell has now reached agreement with three of its four unions, with only the fire and security workers still without a contract. Like the engineers, the other two unions that have settled have new contracts with no raises in 2009. While the widespread adoption of biofuel mixtures in commercial airliners is probably still a few years off, Rentec reports it has a contract to provide six U.S. airlines with 1.5 million gallons of its synthetic fuel starting in 2012 for use in ground vehicles. The equipment will be operated at Los Angeles International Airport. Rentec processes fuel from plants, which is considered carbon neutral since any carbon dioxide in the plants was absorbed from the air. Baggage tugs are great vehicles in which to test synthetic fuel because, unlike jet airliners, if there's a problem and the engines quit, casualties are rare. Bloomberg reports Rentec's stock price nearly doubled after Tuesday's announcement. Still ahead, despite all the talk, airline capacity is up slightly. Tweets from upset passengers are a new airline reality. And look at what Continental Airlines lawyers are up to. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, August 20th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Bureau of Transportation Statistics reports this week that the number of FTEs, or full-time equivalent employees, working for U.S. airlines in June of this year was down 6.3% from levels in June of last year. An FTE can be either a full-time worker or two part-time workers for the purposes of the survey. The June report marks the 12th consecutive monthly summary in which employment was below prior year levels. Confirming a slight increase in the net size of the world's active airline fleet, picked up a few weeks ago in IATA stats, OAG reports that despite all the talk of capacity cuts, this month is showing marginal capacity growth in the industry, the first growth in a year. David Beckerman, VP of Market Intelligence for OAG, calls the trend encouraging but adds a qualifier. Quote, August is traditionally one of the busiest months for air travel, and it'll be interesting to see if the steady upward trend we have seen since May continues once the summer vacation season draws to a close, unquote. The guy who came up with Twitter reportedly still hasn't figured out a way to make money with it, but that hasn't stopped it from changing the world. At Oshkosh, Aero News had a dedicated staffer tweeting about our news and experiences. Airlines have started using tweets to make customers aware of last-minute fares. So it shouldn't be a big surprise, then, that when delays, lost or smashed bags, unexpected a la carte charges, tarmac strandings, or other bad experiences befall customers sitting in cramped Wi-Fi-enabled coach seats, that Twitter is becoming a top-of-mind method for venting to the world. Reuters reports that on the morning of August 12th, Twitter's featured posts about airlines included, quote, Screw American Airlines. Every plane has been broken. Gah, so done. Unquote. Or this one. Shame on you, Continental Airlines. Or this one. United Airlines, you are the bane of my existence. Unquote. Like the repressive regime in Iran during its recent elections, airlines are scrambling to keep up with what everyone is tweeting and dealing with the repercussions. Kevin Mitchell, head of the Business Travel Coalition, tells Reuters it matters. Quote, where there are options, it means booking away. Unquote. Gee, I wish I'd thought of that. Next time an airline ticks me off, I'm going to take my business to a competent, courteous airline with great service. You know, one that really cares about its passengers. And finally today, some of the passengers stuck overnight on that ExpressJet RJ in Rochester, Minnesota a couple weekends ago are really ticked off at Continental's proposed compensation. The passengers were not allowed off the plane during the roughly 7-hour tarmac stranding, even after babies started screaming and the plane's only toilet overflowed. USA Today reports they've each been offered a refund, a $200 credit which expires in a year, and a $50 gift card. Passenger Link Kristen says, quote, for what we went through, Continental's attempt at compensation is wholly inadequate. What they sent is an insult, unquote. Scott Johnson says the airline could have done more. Quote, a $200 flight credit won't buy a round-trip flight, unquote. Jodine Anderson calls the offer outrageous. Quote, do they think we're stupid, unquote. And that's before they read the fine print, which says that if a passenger accepts the offer, quote, you release Continental, the operating carrier, and their respective employees, agents, and representatives from any and all liability, claims, or damages resulting or arising from the matters related to your flight, compensation therefore, or any related complaint, unquote. Shouldn't the liability release expire at the same time as the $200 voucher? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Cirrus pilots answer a touchy question. Is the legal system fair to aviation manufacturers? And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.